AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Still, Tropical Storm Hermine has drifted a bit further east, lessening the chances of heavy rain along the East Coast. But the wind, storm surge, and high surf remain a threat from the Mid-Atlantic to New England. Martin DeCaro has more.
Hermine caused two deaths and damaged property from Florida to Virginia, and forecasters expect the storm to regain hurricane force today as it travels up the coast. On the beachfront in Cape May, New Jersey, Robin Wendt says her bed and breakfast is feeling the effects even before the first drop of rain.
I had several that decided to leave early and several that decided not to come.
Governors all along the coast announced emergency preparations. Tropical storm warnings were in effect as far north as Connecticut. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Mother Teresa is now Saint Teresa, canonized today during a mass at St. Peter's Square. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports that Pope Francis and other admirers will see her, however, always as Mother Teresa.
The Pope acknowledged that it might be difficult now to change the way that we refer to Mother Teresa as Saint Teresa. He said she was such a tender, motherly presence that I think she will always still be known as Mother Teresa, even though she is now the newest saint in the Catholic Church.
The Pope praises Teresa as merciful in defending the lives of the unborn, sick, and abandoned, and shaming world leaders for the crimes of poverty they themselves created. Efforts by the U.S. and Russia to find a way to end the bloodshed in Syria have fallen short, but Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will continue their discussions after the G20 summit.
We're determined to do what I've said all along, which is take the time to make sure that we're doing this in a way that gives it the best chance of success.
This is AP Radio News. Number one Alabama crushed USC 52-6 in the first game of the year for both football clubs. Tide head coach Nick Saban says he liked the victory, but, well, the team still has a lot of work to do.
I'm happy that we won. I don't, and I'm proud of our team for beating a good team, and I don't want you to think that I'm not. But at this point in the season, I'm really focused on what we need to do to get better.
In other college top 25 action, number two Clemson slipped past Auburn 19-13. Houston beat third-ranked Oklahoma 33-22. Number four LSU lost to Wisconsin 16-14. Top-ranked Serena Williams advances to the round of 16 at the U.S. Open while tying a record for victories in Grand Slam singles events. 22-time major champion needed just 1 hour to knock off Johanna Larsson 6-2-6-1 for her 307th major singles victory, matching the mark held by Roger Federer, breaking the women's record she shared with Martina Navratilova. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.